Sheni Tashlum Rishonu. That's good if you learn Pesach Sheni, it's still the Tashlum for the first day, like we always learn. That if you didn't do your Tamei the first day, so you have to make up, on your Dalet B'Nissan, if you're Tamei, you have to make up for it on Pesach Sheni. Ela Laman Diyama. Sheni regal b'fnei atzmihu, but if you know that Pesach Sheni is a chiyuv by itself, it's not a tashlumin. It's a new chiyuv, like Rashi says. El laman diyam regal b'fnei atzmihu, v'yachshev ein l'chol litlois taimash Rav Yechonin b'hoyol v'yesh tutum atashlum l'sheni. But here's the kasha. If you learn Pesach Sheni, it's like a new chiyuv. It's not the pshat that whoever was m'chiyuv in the first one and couldn't do it, has the chiyuv now the second one. No. The pshat is whoever did not bring a Pesach Rishon has a chiyuv now on Pesach Sheni to bring a korban Pesach Sheni. That the chiyuv first starts on Pesach Sheni. Not the pshat Pesach Sheni is a tashlumim for Pesach Rishon, but rather the pshat is it's a new chiyuv to bring a Pesach Sheni. Just who has the chiyuv? Whoever did not bring the Pesach Rishon. So then it's not called a tashlumim. Then you don't find any tashlumim for tumah. So what is my yikalameima? What can you say then? Because then you see Rabbi Yechonin says there is a tashlumim even though you're not fit to bring it. So Gemara says El Amar Rav Papa Kisavar Rabbi Yechonin Laila Eina Mechusas Man. There's a big difference where it became the eighth day ready for the Nazir. On the eighth day it's the time to bring his korban. So we're just saying at night time he can't bring the korban, but even though he can't bring it, it's called Laila Eina Mechusas Man. It's not really called the Chiyuv wasn't Chal. Like really on the beginning of the 8th by night, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban. Just, you can't do it till the time, you have to wait till the day comes. But that's not called mechusas man, nothing is missing. So it's sitting like right now the chiyuv is chal. Rashi says, Ksav Rav Yechonin, the second line, Ksav Rav Yechonin, Ein chesorin zman b'mi shegia leila l'akrav korbanos of mocher. It became the night that tomorrow is the day to bring the korban. Since it already came that night, it's not considered Yimachus, you're not missing anything yet. It's considered like the Chiyuv is here right now. You have to wait till tomorrow morning, that's nothing. It comes by itself the morning, it's just a question of waiting it out. That's considered like the Chiyuv is here really. Hilkach, Mechuyavu b'korban. He's considered like he's Mechuyav in the korban. Elo shalaylo, miyakfei melahavi. Just since Lamais, it's nighttime, it's not daytime, you can't bring the korban. There's an ikuv, Lila's an ikuv. Avochigo v'yarishin. Mashenka now in the case where the person was lame on the first day of Sukkis. Ein olav shum chayvas ria. There's no chiv at all to be on the regal. Lefikach, therefore, ein lo olav tashlumim. Therefore, can't make up. There's no din to make up for it. There's a difference. If it came the eighth day at night, so we say, really, you have a chiv to bring the korban. The only concern is that you have to wait till the daytime. That's called yimachuyi bedover. Therefore, there's a tashlumim. But if a person is lame on the first day of Sukkot, there's no chiyuv, so therefore, since the first day you're potter, who was in the second day also, even if you come well again, still you're potter. Fred Gemara, Miyam, Rabbi Yechonin Hochi, the truth of Rabbi Yechonin said like this, that what? Ein laila mechusas man, if you're just missing nighttime. That's not called a mechusas man. Nighttime is considered like nothing. It'll be a few hours till it'll be daytime. It comes by itself. It's not called you're missing anything. So whatever is totally in day, it's still like the chiyuv is here right now. Is that true? The Yom Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechonin said like this: Ro achas b'layla. Talking about a zav, a person, a man that sees zav comes out of his body once comes out at nighttime. Ushtayim b'yom. Then he sees two times by daytime. The halacha is maybe he has to bring a korban. That's called like you saw three times, and the din is that a zav sees three times. He has to bring a korban. Maybe it's a chiyuv for him to bring a korban. Maybe korban. Rashi says, Ro achas palayla. To mean zav shesofar shivrekiyim. Kimishpote. Zav counted 7 days. V'etovel, and he went to the mikvah. Verashim, should have came to the night time. Then v'choza v'ro achas palayla. He saw them that night once. Ushtayim l'mocher to the next day. So locher is navy korban al tumashni yazu. Levad min korban shiyovala rishayna. He says you have to bring a second korban for this new tumah. V'yovish day korban oisav kishi tor. And you bring two korbanas when you become tor. Hoyov lo roa shniya at shiyotza l'shor shiru yalohavi korban. Since the second time you saw, which was the night of the eighth already, so it's called a time to bring the korban, a zav that was tamei. He has to have Zayin Nikiyim, and then he brings a korban. So here he has to recount the Zayin Nikiyim. He went to the mikveh, and that night, the night going into the eighth day, he became a Zav again. So it's sort of like the Chi of korban he has already, and now he has to bring a second korban. Is Yeshto Tashtumin. The Yafal Ashniya Yavi, Yafal Pisha Chilas Vatayr Zman korban. Rishoyna doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. So what does the Gemara say?
Let's say he saw twice at night. The yachas b'yoyin, and he may be, then he doesn't. So Moshe says, "V'sagadaitich, k'sav Reb Yechanan, laila ain't a mechusas man. If you want to tell me laila is not called mechusas man, so if you see at night time, afilu shtayim b'laila, the yachas b'yoyin may be. Even if you saw two times at night, it's the night going into the eighth day." But even though he couldn't bring a korban yet till the morning, but if you tell me at night, it's not called mechus zman, he's not missing the time, it's considered like the chi of korban was here already, so b'zoi, the chi of korban was chal at the beginning of the night, and then later on in the night he saw two times zavus, so that should also be the chai of him a second korban. And one by daytime, so maybe he should have to bring? So kashrus is, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? If you see two times at night, you potter from the korban, mashmet's not considered. Like the chiv of the first korban was chal yet, why not? It's the beginning of the eighth day. It's at night right now. You're telling me Rabbi Yochanan holds laila lav mechusas man. So if the night time is not called the mechusas man, how come the two riyas you see at night should be considered? You're becoming a zav now after the zman of the first korban. Therefore, the first korban was chal, and you have to have a tashlum to make up for it. Then when you become tor at the end, you have to bring two korbanos. The Rashi says, "V'isakla daitach laila lein mechusas man afilu rosh loshtem balaila." Even if you see all three riyas that night, kva yotzim is man rishon. You already finished the first man. Ushtei ziva said, "Extended two different zivas." It's like the first ziva was chal, and it came the night of the eighth day. The chi of korban is chal. So once you have that chi of korban, that's one chi. Now you become a new another time mazav. You have a second chi of korban. How come Rabbi Yochanan says not like that? Rabbi Yochanan says, if you see two at night time, you're potter from a new korban. Why? So Gemara says, Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan ledivri oimer laila mechusas man. This last halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said, you only become a zav if you see two by daytime, and not two by nighttime. And it's not according to his own shita, it's only according to the man the yom that holds, laila is mechusas man. If you hold laila is mechusas man, so therefore when it comes at night, going into the eighth day, it's not considered you have a chiyuv to bring a korban yet. Because the korban only starts by day, not by night. So therefore, that night, you did not have your chiyuv korban yet. So if you became tavtum zav again that night, you would not have a chiyuv to bring a second korban. Because the first korban was never chal, there was never a time for you to bring it, it's not considered the first chiyuv was chal. The first chiyuv is not really here yet. So Rabbi Yochanan is only saying that, according to that man diyama, that Lyle is mechusas man. So tomorrow, for tomorrow, divri yom of shita. According to Rambam, the yom of vader of talacha. What's his chiddush? The divri yom of shita. Shtayim v'yom. Tomorrow, the chiddush is shtayim v'yom. V'yachas palal itzrichloi. That's the chiddush. That even though you saw one at night, but since what's it again here? Itzrich. Well, it's like Moriah Kasha, what is the man the Yom holds Laila is Mechusas man, Zechuris Pshita. What are you telling me now? So Moriah says, no, it's like I need it. Because I would have thought, he had a kafta, the Rav Shisha, Bred Ravidi, like the Gemara Teresis asked the question over there. Like the Rav Shisha Ravidi asked the question, Kamash Lon Kid Rav Yosef. Kamash Lon Nala, the Gemara gives the terrace over there. And the kasher is, even one ri at night, why is that good? If you're telling me now, laila is mechusas man. So at night time, it didn't come the time to bring the first korban yet. If you become a second time zav now, the first korban is not chal. So that's why we're saying now you have to first see two times the next day. So the question is, if you have to have the ri on the next day, why the first night is the first ri included? Why is the first ri a part of it? That's the kasher, that's the chiddush. And the Maris Teres over there is that when you become a Zav, the way it works is the first Riyah is not really called Riyah of the Zav. The first time you see it's like a regular Bar Keri. It only has Tumas Keri. So the first Riyah doesn't make enough Kamina when you see it really. It's only the second and the third one that counts. That's what Yechon is saying here. According to the man Diyoma, that Laila of Mechusas man, you have to see the two, the main two Riyas, have to be dafka the next day. But the first night, you would not have a Chiyuv Korban if you would have seen two the first night. But the Chiddush is, even though you saw one, one doesn't make a difference. One only has a tumas of a carry on it, that doesn't have the Din Azav yet, so that could still give it a shame. The first Chiyuv Korban is Takachal tomorrow. And when you become Tomei tomorrow, it's the second Chiyuv Korban, then you would have to bring two Korbanos. Right. Then our Mishnah says, Ovar HaRegel, if the whole Yontif passed by, all seven and Shemini Atzeres went by, and you did not bring the Korban Chagiga, for Leichag, and the Chayim Achrusai. If the Yontif, you do not have to do anything about it, you don't have a Chiyuv to bring another Korban. You have no obligations anymore. But we are there now, you should know, and this is said, Mubas la yuchel iskoin, v'chesroin, la yuchel imonis. It's something that you're missing, you can't get back anymore. You missed it. There was a mitzvah for you to bring a korban chagiga on Yom Tov, and you missed the mitzvah, you can't do it anymore. Omalei bar hihi lehilo. So Bahihi said to Hillel, Hai lehimonis, what does it mean, the pasuk lehimonis to be counted? Lehimalis mi boile, should have been like to fill it up. You can't fill what you're missing. You miss doing a mitzvah, and you can't fill it up. So what's this lashon of what lehimonis? Rashi says lehimalas miborlei eitzel chasor. If you want to say you're missing something, you have to say you can't fill it up. Neifel lashon milui shechos mitzvachas lo yismaloid chasor and zekr mishechosar. Should have said if you're missing one mitzvah, you should know you can't fill it up. What's this lashon of lehimonis to be counted? So Gemara says like this. What it means to say is like this. Your friends went to do a Dvar Mitzvah and they asked you, come and help us along. We want to collect money now for Kalal, get us married. We want to do a Mitzvah right now. And he didn't agree, he didn't want to go with them. In such a case, it's called Chsaron Shalayochel Limonis. You're missing something, you won't be able to be included with them. That's a big loss. Shrashi Shimenu Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah. Shomu Loi Boi Manu. They tell you, come with us, we want to do a mitzvah now. V'loi Holach, you didn't go with them. Nimsa Shechoser Atzmaim Yoisa Minyan. You're missing from that minyan, from that count that they made. L'yuchli Monasoid, you can't get that back anymore. V'yoisa Minyan Shechvar also has a mitzvah. They already did the mitzvah of a rabbin, and that's a big chesaron. Because the mitzvah you do be rabbin is more choshev, and you could have been a part of that mitzvah, and you don't have that mitzvah, you can't count it over again, means you won't get that big choshev mitzvah anymore. Tanya Nami Hochi, Mubas la yichel iskan. What does it mean? Something you missed, you can't get back. That means there she bitu krishma shel shachris, or krishma shel arvis. If somebody did not forgot to say krishma in the morning, or if you forgot to say krishma one night, there's no way to make up for it. That's the locha. There's no tashluma for krishma. Even if you missed it, even if the man went by, there's no tashlumim. Or shebitul tefillah shel shachris, or tefillah shel arvis. In case we mavatul tefillah shel shachris, even though there's a locha tashlumim to make up by mincha, but let's say you didn't make up by mincha, you didn't dive a mincha either two times. In such a case, there's a missing that you can't make up for it anymore. Vaita, that's muvas layuchol iskayim. You did something wrong that you can't make up for it anymore. What about v'chisorah layuchol imonis? Something you're missing, you can't count over again. Zeshenimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah. That your friends came to ask you, come, we're doing a mitzvah, come and help us out. V'hula nimnu imonis, you did not go to help, you did not include yourself with them. It's such as the pasuk of chisorah layuchol imonis. Omalei barhihi lehilo. My dechsev, what does the pasuk say? V'shavtem u'risem b'im tzadik l'rosha. Hashem says, come and mitzvah Hashem l'asad lovoi. That we'll be able to see who is the tzaddik, who is the rasha. Ben oved elokim l'asher loy avdoi. Who is a person that's an eved l'Hashem, and who is not called an eved l'Hashem. For the Gemara, what does the pasuk say to l'shoynis? Of a tzaddik and a rasha and an oved elokim and loy avid. For the Gemara, l'chura, hainu tzaddik, hainu oved elokim, and hainu rasha, hainu asher loy avdu. They're the same people. A tzaddik is an eved l'Hashem. A rasha is not an eved l'Hashem. So how can the pasuk tell by two different things? The shaftim will be able to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and a neved and not a neved. The chur is the same thing. What's the two things here? So Malay said like this: Avdoi v'loy avdoi, tavayu tzaddiki gemurininu. No, it's two different things. A tzaddik is one thing. Even after you're a tzaddik, now we have to see if you're an eved l'Hashem or not. V'yeinadayma, what does that mean? How do we tell? Because it's not like shayna pirkoi meyaponim l'shayna pirkoi meyaviyachod. There's a difference where the person learns chazes over 100 times, that's called a tzaddik. But a person account learns it 101 times, that's a difference, that's a new musig, then you call it an eved lakim. That's a bigger madrega. For the Gemara Omale, he said back to him, Umishon chad zimna korale l'yavdai, because he didn't learn one more time, he's called not an eved l'Hashem. Like he learned it already 100 times. So that's not called an eved l'Hashem, but 101 times a year called an eved l'Hashem. How could one thing make a difference? Or Malay said, yes, you should know sometimes one makes a difference. In, yes, say Ulamad, go out and learn Mishuk Shachamorin, from the Shuk with their higher donkeys. Asura Pasim Zuzah. If you want to hire to use a donkey to go 10 pasois, you pay 1 zuz. Or the Chadosa Pasoi, once you go 1 more pasa, you go 11 pasois, then betray Zuzi. You see, because of 1 more, the price goes up. So that's just your sign. You're a tzaddik till 100 times. But 101, that's called already never l'Hashem. Rashi says, Miu tzaddik, miu erud l'kim, haloi echladu, ein adoy meshen apirik, afal pi, sheshneim tzaddikim, lo yevdu v'shova. It's not called the both and ever, they're not doing the both the same service to Hashem. Sheze ovdo yeser. This one is a bigger erud l'Hashem. He learned it 101 times. And that's this musig of a pasois, he went out. Some learn the pshat is that if you learn 100 times and stop, the pshat is there's a stopping though. If you learn 101, it's a mustik, there's never an end to it. You realize there's never an end. Kesed, you're learning lishma, even though you think you know it already, so what? You're still never l'Hashem, you're doing it totally lishma. You're learning because Hashem wants you to learn. That's the difference. The sadik could be you're learning because you want to know. Once you think you know, you stop. But 101 times, that shows like even after you know it, you're still learning lishma to be an eved l'Hashem. Right. V'yomalei Eliyo Labarhi. Eliyo told to Barhi. V'yomalei l'Rebbe Loza. He said, "Oh, Rebbe Loza, my disciple, what does the pasuk say? Hine tzvaticha v'loy b'chosav. I'm like tzvaticha mitzaref. I'm purifying you, but not like silver. B'chaticha b'chur oni. I'm choosing you in the kur of oni of affliction of pain. Melamed." Shechaza Kodesh Baruch Hu al komidos tovis litem Yisrael. Hashem like wants to purify Klal Yisrael. Look for all the good midas to give to Klal Yisrael. V'loy motze el anias. Even says oni lashon of affliction. Vidashna means anias of being an oni, being of a humble person. That's the best midas to have. And Omar Shmuel v'taymer Rab Yosef. Haynu the yamri inch. This is what people say. Yeah, the usul yudoy. It's very good for yudoy, a Jew, to be a humble person, to be an oni. Ki barzel sumka lesus yichyura. Ki barz like a metal, a red metal, lesla to a white, to a white horse. Which is very nice, very appropriate. Tiros is very appropriate for a Jew to have the midah of anova. Fight of Shiva Venas Yoyma. Eizel mubas layochal iskoin ze abol ala royis. For her the men of mamzer. If you live with your sister with chai decreases, and you came pregnant, you had a kid, that's a mamzer, that's something can never be fixed up. So tomorrow, hoyladin, lehoylad loy. Mashmoni, because you have a kid, but we don't have a kid, not like that. V'atanya v'shim v'nas yoymer. He knew v'shim v'nas like this. Goy nevod, when somebody steals something, efsha shiachsa g'nevoy. V'yasakin, you can return what you stole, and you'll be besakin it. Goy zelodim, if you made gzela, efsha shiachsa g'zoloy, v'yasakin, sentin, you can return it, and fix it up. Avol habo, aleshes ish, but somebody lives with another lady that's married, the Osra Levila, and now that you lived with her, she becomes a Saita. She's Osra to her husband, Loilam, is Nitrid Min Oilam. You like take her away from the world, Loilach Loi. So you see that just with living with an Asher Sish, even without her becoming pregnant, it's called a Mulas Layachal Iskun. You can't fix it up anymore. The Isha now is Osra to her husband, Loilam Virch, you can't live with original husband anymore. The Mura says, don't say, don't look over a camel, bikroi chazak over a pig, hella bikroi tleh, look at a tleh. What does that mean? She'apirish min ha-Torah. That's called the worst thing. That's called the real muves le-yochel iskoin. That person was a Talmud Chacham, he was learning Torah, and now he's a Purish, he goes away, he doesn't learn anymore. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakishoymer called Talmud Chacham she'apirish min ha-Torah. Any Talmud Chacham that was learning, and then he stopped learning, he went away from the Torah, all of ha-Kosovayma. And him the Pasuk says, Kitzipa noidedes min kona, like a bird that's running away from its nest. Ken ish noidim im koimai, person going away from his own makam, like you're running away from your makar, your makam should be learning Torah, and he's going away.
Yeah.
The Yem Zon Apostle says, Ma motzu avoseichem biyovel. What did our fathers find in us? Oh, but we did something wrong. Ki rochukum yolo, they went away from me. So I call upon the moment, the kasher is though, that by us it says, what's called mu'uves le'yuchel iskoin, only if you have a kid and the kid's a mamzer. And here it's smash mistam, the bee alone is called le'yuchel iskoin. So Mora says, poshid, kan b'choyse p'nuya, kan gracious ish. And Echlami, if you live with your sister, so stam having znus with her is not called le'yuchel iskoin. Stam, she's mutter to get married, you're mutter to get married. And there is only if she comes pregnant, she has a kid, then the kid's a mamza, that's a chsar and loylem. Can't gracious ish. When you're talking about you know, having znus with another, with a married lady, then just to be alone isn't mukha as a mubas, le'yuchel iskoin, because she becomes also to her husband, loylem. The boy is another teretz says, hovo gracious ish. Both cases could be talking about when you're living with another married lady. Vulekasha.